The Defense Department has taken a lot of heat in recent years from industry critics who charge its procurement officials have been putting too much weight on low prices and not enough on quality. But in the largest of all of its service contracts to manage its TRICARE insurance system, DOD was willing to pay more for better performance. We know that because of a recently released bid protest decision. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu wrote about that decision and joins me now. And that's something people have been really hanging on to see what the heck the decision would be.
Yeah, of course, because this is the $58 billion worth of awards DOD made back in July for what's called the T-2017 round of TRICARE contracts. Easily the biggest service contracts in the entire government, and those contracts all by themselves put the winners on some of the, you know, top 10 or top 15 lists of defense contracts by total outlays, which makes it a pretty obvious target for bid protests, which is exactly what happened. There were nine in total, and GAO denied all nine of them, which was pretty astounding in and of itself, considering the troubled history of TRICARE contracts. But what DOD did this time around is they said from the outset that they were going to do a cost performance trade-off in making the final selections. And according to GAO, that's exactly what they did. So interestingly, in the Eastern region, which is the biggest of the two under T-2017, they awarded the contract to Humana. And it turns out, we know in the GAO protest, the final contenders there were Humana and Health Net. Humana's bid was actually about $347 million higher than Health Net's, but Humana won the contract anyway, because according to the source selection officials at the Defense Health Agency, they decided that Health Net's performance was substantially inferior to Humana's. It was a different story in the Western region, where they also determined that based on past performance, Humana also had the best track record, but they had also said from the outset, look, we're not going to give the same contractor the same we're not going to give them the work in both of the regions and give them a complete monopoly across the TRICARE system. So Humana could not win that award. Instead, it went to Health Net, even though they were actually at the bottom of the barrel in terms of past performance. Another contractor that could have won there, the third bidder, which was United Health, actually had slightly better performance in its based on the source selection officials' ratings, but their bid was about $1 billion higher. And DHA decided that, you know, that marginal difference in performance was not worth an extra $1 billion. So point here, Tom, is they were I think doing a careful balance between cost and performance rather than just going with the lowest bidder, which has been the charge from a lot of the industry associations, as we know, especially in the world of service contracts, not being willing to pay for better quality. In this case, it looks like they were, up to a point.
It sounds like the Pentagon officials awarding this contract, the source selection group, knew what it meant when it said quality. And so everyone was going on the same playbook in terms of what their criteria were.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what GAO said. And to the Defense Health Agency's credit, I think they broke down exactly what they were looking for in past performance. So they gave a grade of either substantial or satisfactory to all of the contractors in all of the regions. There were really four contractors, four bidding in the East region and three bidding in the West region. So DOD had confidence in any of these vendors' ability to do the work, but then they went down into seven different sub-factors to tell contractors exactly what they were looking for. Those were things like network management, referral management, customer service, claims processing. And then they broke down ratings for each of the individual vendors based on either work that they had done for the Defense Health Agency as part of TRICARE or other government work or large managed care organizations that could give DHA some kind of baseline. And, you know, all the ratings were fairly good. The difference in a lot of the cases were somewhat marginal. All of the contractors in those seven sub-factors had at least acceptable ratings, and they were all rated as low risk. So I think DOD would have been satisfied, shall we say, with any of these vendors, but at least in the East region, there was a substantial enough difference between Humana and Health Net that they were willing to pay that $347 million extra, not worth $1 billion in the West region.
And also, Jared, you have reported here that mergers and acquisitions occurred, but those weren't really a factor in the source selection process.
Yeah, as you might expect, the vendors were really throwing everything they had up against the wall in hopes of overturning the original decisions, which they've had success with in the past. Remember, in the past round of TRICARE contracts in T3, every single one of the awards got overturned, and it finally took about 3 years for all the dust to settle and for all the contracts to get re-awarded. So again, I think DHA deserves some substantial amount of credit for doing its homework this time, consulting with GAO the first ahead of time before it made the award, so they could try and come up with as protest-proof an award as possible. But the mergers and acquisitions issue you raised was definitely one of those things that the vendors were throwing up against the wall. So specifically, Centene, another large health insurer, bought HealthNet earlier this year, and some of the protesters were saying, "Well, look, you can't really rely on HealthNet's past performance because that could all change under new ownership." GAO said, there's really not any evidence of that because this was not a secret. Centene notified the government that this was happening, and they also gave assurances that they weren't going to, reduce staffing or the resources that they were dedicating to the contract. So GAO threw out that argument. The other was the proposed acquisition of Humana by Aetna, which has been in the headlines a lot, mostly because it's the target of a Justice Department antitrust lawsuit, which is another reason that GAO, which is a reason that GAO threw that particular rationale out in its final decision on the bid protest. They said, look, there's no evidence that this actual merger is even going to happen. It's the subject of government action to block it. So that's point one. Point two is we don't have any evidence that would actually affect Humana's contract performance if it did happen. So that was a losing argument as well.
And these contracts go into effect immediately?
They will go into effect over sometime in the next year. They're going to they technically have a 9-month phase-in process, but DOD is assuring beneficiaries at this point that they're not going to flip the switch and move over from the old contracts to the new ones until they're completely confident that the new contractor's systems have all been tested, that they have the ability to manage referrals and push people into specialty care as necessary. So another lesson learned from past contracts when they had some significant problems phasing in United Health in the West region.
Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu, thanks for that update.
You bet.
Jared is also reporting a pilot program to replace your DoD Common Access Card just after Christmas. Find it all at federalnewsradio.com.